And we're here at the halftime break. ESAC boys down 2-0. ESAC girls pick up an overtime win, 3-2. Kenna Meyer collects 2 goals in the game. Now, first, Coach, like we were just talking about, this might be the most interesting night of soccer I've been involved with. Time changes, PKs, overtimes, the whole gamut. Give us some of your thoughts on this one. All that being said, you come out on the right end of it.
Yeah, it was definitely an unusual soccer game. Like you said, we got into overtime, and lucky enough, with about a minute and a half left in that overtime period, Kenna found the net.
Talk about this. It was one of those things we talked about way back at the beginning of the week. You wanted to take 2 of 3 this week. You get that accomplished. Seedings are all going to start filing their way out next week. Talk about what you think the difference a win here makes versus a loss here makes. I mean, it goes to overtime. You're playing a team that's 2 classes above you. You come out on the right end of it.
So, yeah, this puts us at 4 wins. We are still probably looking at a 7 seed. But there's a few teams that we're going to be tied with now, especially if we go to Northwest Iowa. If a team or two take a loss and we might be tied with them, that might be enough to bump us up above them to maybe a 6 seed.
Talk about the momentum this gives you next week. You know, you play a team 2 classes above you, but next week, I don't want to say it lightens up, as in there'll be a couple of cakewalks, but it lightens up to some degree. You get Humboldt Tuesday, and then you get Greene County, and last I checked, they hadn't won yet, so Greene County comes up Friday to wrap up your regular season.
Yeah, Humboldt won't be an easy one by any means. They beat this Fort Dodge team 1-0 a few weeks ago, and they always play a good game. It always seems to be a tough one with us, so we definitely can't overlook that one. And then on Friday we play Greene County down there, and it's always difficult when you travel. It's going to be their senior night, and they're going to have a little chip on their shoulder trying to get their first win of the year. So we're definitely going to have to show up to play that night. It won't be as easy as what we think it probably will be.
And then we circle back to the game at hand. You guys pick up the 3-2 win. Walk us through that first half. I mean, you guys are dominant of that 30-minute half, say 25, 26 minutes of it before you finally relinquish a goal. What was really going well? I mean, it was one of those halves. You tied at 1, but it easily could have been a 3-1 lead at the halftime break for you guys.
Yeah, it just gets back to what I talked about pregame. We have to find a way to finish. And we had the ball on our offensive half a lot, and we just have to find a way to get in the net. That's about all there is. We just have to learn how to get the kickoff.
All right, Coach. Well, all that being said, you end up on the right side of it. Congrats on the win, and I'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.